so disgusting, so I'm so sorry.
Do you?
That you have to listen to me. Yeah, like, oh my god, even now is that pierced my own fucking ears. I just got, because, right, oh, we have to heat the water now with the fire because there's something wrong with our immersion. Like, it trips the electric. So the house is absolutely roasting, so fucking hot every fucking day. Like, I mean, it's like a little sauna. So I've definitely got laryngitis or some shit. And it is stressing me to no end. So my throat is in ganky bits. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Why haven't you got a cup of tea? I'm disappointed, to be honest.
It's just, it's the... It's the effort of getting up. Like, that's now fair. That I'm sat. I'm like, this is the place. I'm not moving.
But at least you don't have to do too much talking this week. So, that's
thank
something.
God. I'll probably sound like... I actually will sound like a pigeon. Not even I might. I will sound like a squawky fucking city pigeon. It's going to be disgusting.
Well, yeah, so, in fairness, you sound fairly normal.
Yeah,
to
you
me,
sound fine.
So...
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay. That's fine. Can't promise that as it goes on, I will not sound rough as fuck.
Oh, yeah. When the voice starts to dry out. It's a bad time.
But fingers crossed, it'll be okay. Or I might just get, like, the sexy sick voice that Phoebe from Friends got and she was able to sing like me.
I can't believe you've just made a Friends reference.
I know, considering I hate Friends with all of my life.
Genuinely shook and impressed and also, like, low-key delighted.
Yeah, that kind of made me happy.
Are we ready for a true change of pace of the usual story that we tell on this fucking podcast?
I don't think I am.
I'm super ready.
Quaifa looks mighty concerned. She's like, what do you mean?
What does that mean?
I feel like this time we're not killing kids this time.
That's exactly
right?
It. We're not killing kids. There is zero.
No.
And I mean fucking zero children involved in this story.
What the fuck?
We're beefing with the geriatrics instead. I'm here for it.
I mean, given what happens, probably not the best phrases to use, but we'll go with it.
It's all right.
So
it just means a sick elderly person. We're fine.
In the interest of doing our listener series, I had picked this story, and also in the interest of not having a fucking clue what we were going to do, I decided to continue with this story. So we are in Sydney, which I don't think have we done Australia yet?
I don't think so.
I'm going to say no.
I think no as well. I feel like we focus so much on the UK and America that we've never done an Australian killer. So I will be covering today John Wayne Glover, the granny killer, his literal moniker.
Oh, that is so fucked up.
So we're just gonna dive right in. Okay,
Jesus Christ.
See ya. It's really fucked up. And yes, I did pick it purely because I thought the fact that they just straight called him the granny killer was just a combination of horrendous and hilarious.
Yeah, it's like 50-50. I don't know whether it's more fucked up or funny.
The story in and of itself, not funny. But listen, I went into it with all the hopes that it might be. I mean, until it comes to the end, then we can really take the piss out of fucking John Wayne Glover. So... yeah.
Is anybody else bothered that there's like a John Wayne, like another one that's a serial killer and the last name also begins with a G?
Yes. I'm deeply unsatisfied by it. Like, very much
so. It's disgusting.
And he's also like, I mean, he's not tall, I don't think. I think he's like average height. But he's also like fat. So it just...
They could be
brothers.
Peas in a pod. Is this one hiding grannies underneath the floorboards instead of kids?
No, weirdly, absolutely no secrecy involved in this. And yet it takes quite a while for it to catch up with him. But that is very much due to the neighbours, and you're going to be as angry as I am once we get to all those parts. Until the second last murder. But yeah, so we'll just go in with a wee bit of background of this cunt. And there's not a lot to his early life, really, because it is the same story as every other serial killer. But... John Wayne Glover was born on the 26th of November in 1932 in Wolverhampton in the UK. So he's not originally Australian.
So he did what they all do, like send the criminals over to Australia.
Pretty much, but he sent himself. Yeah. It was like predetermined. Oh, okay. So he left school at 14 and he had the typical early life criminal escapades of stealing clothes and handbags.
Why clothes though?
Which, I don't know. I don't. I really don't. I can see the money in the handbags.
Like, the handbags make sense. Like, would you not just use the clothes, the money to buy nice clothes instead of someone's shitty secondhand?
Here's the thing though. Oh no, I'm pretty sure he stole them from stores, Cueva.
He wasn't breaking into the neighbours to like wear their dirty fucking Levi jeans.
Robbing clothes off like Cueva. Clotheslines.
A clothesline.
Because a lad did that when I was in Irish college. He was robbing the girls' like clothes off the clothesline when we were after. It was really gross and creepy, but.
Yeah, I feel like that was a pervert. Was a pervert.
Yeah, well, obviously. Yeah. But like. That's just where my head went. I was like, ew. Okay, then we.
No, I mean, look, could be, but I'm fairly. And who's hanging their handbag out to dry on a clothesline, might I ask?
No, I didn't. Obviously not the handbags, but I don't know. It didn't make sense. I don't know.
You know, I mean, maybe he was nicking clothes from people.
No, he wasn't. Realistically, no, he wasn't. I'm just a fucking moron. Okay.
I assumed he stole them from stores.
I'm such an idiot, like.
He was arrested and convicted for it by 1947. So, how old would he have been? 15.
Okay.
Right.
He briefly served in the British Army, but he was discharged shortly after because they found out that he was a thieving little cunt. And obviously you can't be in the army with a criminal record. So they fucked him out of the army. And after that is when he decided, off to Australia I go. I think it was 1957, but again, I actually should have cited this at the start. I had multiple sources for this, and I'm very glad I did, because as I said to Lizzie, before we started the podcast, I used a book as a source, as my kind of my main source for this this story, and it's just called Granny Killer. I'll have to find the author and I can cite them in the end, but really I kind of don't want to because I'm about to throw a lot of shade. This shit could not have been researched. It was so inaccurate from all, like, every other source I found completely contradicted the book. It was just good as like an outline, as in terms of accuracy and details, not at all good. So don't recommend the book unless you just want to know the base details without having any actual facts.
With a blank then, yeah, don't bother.
So, yeah, exactly, don't bother. But there is a very good 44-minute, I want to say, documentary on YouTube. And it involves a lot of the original police officers from the case and stuff talking about it. That was great. That was really good as a source. And then the usual Wikipedia, Murderpedia, Google in general. So, yeah, a lot of the sources kind of contradicted each other, whether it was 1956 or 1957 that he emigrated. It literally does not fucking matter. I just wanted to say that. So somewhere between 56 and 57, he fucked off to Melbourne first.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after that, he was convicted of 2 counts of larceny in Victoria and petty theft in New South Wales. So he's still keeping up.
Don't change their spots.
Exactly. He relocated to Mossman after that. Like, the whole family life thing, it didn't really sound like there was any sort of, you know, the abuse, the drinking kerosene, the being thrown out of windows, the usual stuff that we're used to with the background of why a person goes a bit psychotic. Apparently he had like a rough relationship with his mother, but it was mainly because Mama was a bit of a player and had many boyfriends and husbands and would kind of change men more than knickers. And he blamed her then for his father leaving, which is fair enough.
Yeah, kind of.
But that's it. Like, he just resented his mother because he didn't have a dad. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, but it always starts with the mammy shit. Like, there, like, it always fucking starts there. Like,
calm down.
It always starts
also
with the mammy.
Also,
kind
of get over it on some level, but, you know.
Honestly. Yeah. No, really get over it on exactly that level.
No, but, like, you're allowed to be sad about
say
it.
Say it with full
you're
disrespect.
You're allowed to be sad about it and shit, but, like, you don't have to go around killing own people.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Like, I'm not going around shanking grannies because I don't have a dad. Like, it's just
I mean,
deal with it. Like,
there's still time.
True. I mean, it did come quite late in his life, so we shall see. I've still got time. By 1962, Glover's crime spree escalated from theft and larceny to serious assault. 2 counts of indecent assault and 1 account of assault with bodily harm. And just for decoration, 4 more counts of larceny.
Indecent assault,
yeah,
is that?
That's what I was wondering.
A fancy way of saying
sexual assault.
Rape.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it went quite as far as rape, because then I think it would have been rape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's a bit of molestation-y type thing.
Yeah.
Bit of touchy. Right.
Fashion and that type thing.
I feel like it was more touching up than him revealing himself, especially because of the last one with the bodily harm.
Stroke.
Bodily harm. I'm just going to leave. Somebody take my notes.
This is your 13th reason.
It's exactly. Catch me in the bathtub. How about that?
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Reel it back in, because honestly, that weirdly ties in with this story and I didn't mean it.
Oh my God.
We'll get to that at the very end. Anyway, apparently the attacks were really brutal. We should not have been laughing before I went into that fucking sentence. The victims were like thrown to the ground and he was trying to rip off their clothing and shit. So like I said, touchy touchy, grabby grabby. Mm-hmm. And then the bodily harm assault was of a 25-year-old woman who was on her way home around 10:30 p.m. at night. Glover began following her and then subsequently chased her, because obviously this bitch realized she was being followed and fucking mm-hmm. bolted, and he chased her mm-hmm. down the street. And he chased her down a dark alley, of course. And he knocked her to the ground, knocked her unconscious, and then she later thankfully woke up in a garden. Now, I don't know, it's like, again, it said she, like, he followed her down the street and then she woke up in a garden, so I feel like he dragged her from the middle of the street into somebody's garden, hoping that like maybe nobody was home, or he knew nobody was home, tried to have his way. She was bleeding profusely and her undergarments were in complete disarray, which I was going to change the wording of but decided not to, because that's a much nicer way of saying it.
Yeah. We don't need it to sound as graphic, because we know exactly.
Yeah, exactly. We know what happened, or at least tried to happen.
Yeah.
So thankfully during the attack, she screamed and that kind of roused the neighbours, and that scared the shit out of Glover, because I can't be arsed calling him John Wayne, by the way, so we're only going to refer to him as Glover from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, so that caused him to fucking bolt, because obviously he didn't want to get caught, but he did. But how long would you imagine this fucker served for 3 counts of assault, one with serious bodily harm, and 4 counts of larceny?
3 months.
I'm going to say 3 months. Oh, Quiva, mine twins.
Okay, you're going a little bit less than he actually got, but you're right with the 3. This fucker got 3 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And we were way off. I don't even.
The number was right.
It was like you could sense the 3. But you just didn't have the follow-up word.
I think
all.
When you said that, like, that it was really shit, that we were like, okay, it's really, really shit.
Yeah, you went way more shit. But that is shit. Like, 3 counts of assault and 4 counts of larceny, but, like, still. And he only got...
Still thievery.
3 years. Yeah. Insane. Yeah. In 1965, he was caught being a peeping Tom, which we can only assume meant he gained bushwanker status. And he was sentenced to... 3 whole months in prison. So you were just a little bit behind.
That's the one that we actually... That's the one
yeah,
we meant.
Yeah, that's what you meant. I know. I understood that. And, following the way of the model pervert, he was released after 6 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just to, like, change it and wear, like, a fucking trench coat.
Exactly. Like...
Oh, ew.
Very
There was
distressing.
Actually one of them in town, apparently.
A peeping Tom?
Like, a flasher up in the woods.
Ooh.
And like it was in the paper and everything that like there was this man going round, and for women in particular to be careful, obviously, because there was a fool in a trench coat bollock naked and was just like flashing his peen at like women walking by in the woods.
That kind of stuff escalates so fast as well. Like it goes from flashing and they stop getting a kick out of flashing and it like escalates.
I told you about the time me, Adam and Emma got flashed when we were young, right?
No.
Did I not?
Why am I not
okay,
surprised?
I'm sorry, I have to interject real quick with this story because it's honestly the only joy we're going to get anyway for the next while once I start getting into the crime. But we were in the kitchen in my dad's house, and this is when we still lived there, and there's this huge kitchen window and it looks out onto a cow field. It was nighttime and obviously the cows were away. All of a sudden, this man in a trench coat, and I shit you not, in an actual trench coat, comes flying over the back wall, rips open the trench coat in front of the fucking window, wiggles his bits, closes it, and fucks off. I was like approximately 5 when this happened, which would have made Adam 10 and Emma about 14. We were all children. And to this day, we still don't understand why or what the fuck happened. Yeah.
But like, obviously you'd have to wear a trench coat. Like, they can't just wear a normal coat, because then their bits are just going to be swinging fucking anyway. So it has to be a long coat.
Exactly.
But like, I was thinking, like, if he jumped over the wall, what about if he accidentally like scraped his bits over the fucking concrete wall?
Honestly,
like his sack was like ribbons.
There was one like tall one, and I don't think it was the back one, because obviously my memory of it is a little bit hazy. But me and Adam and Emma have talked about it over the years, so I have like the memory. But there's also like a short wall on the other side that was a lot easier to get over. So I imagine he went over the short one. And we also seem to remember him wearing socks. We all seem to remember the tube socks.
I don't know why that makes it so much worse.
That makes it worse for some reason. I don't know why.
Just socks, like no shoes.
To be honest, couldn't tell you that now. I just remember seeing the socks because like...
The long socks, the way they pulled them up like halfway up their calf.
Yeah. Because you would have seen them. Ew. You know what I mean? It was like a quick thing. It was dark as well, but like we saw everything. Yeah. That is the story of how we all got flashed as children by some weird random pervert in Limerick. So whoever you are, I hope you're having a nice day. Back to this fucking pervert. 3 years later, so in 1968, a woman saw Glover for the absolute catch that he clearly was.
Definitely wasn't, yeah.
And just had to lock that shit down. So, well-to-do, middle-class, Jacqueline Gale Gay Rolls. Her nickname was Gay. And can I just say, Gay Rolls sounds like something Alex Jones would scream about turning the frogs gay.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It's just, it's not either a, that it's
or
not a
like
vibe.
A vintage type of like food snack or something that they like called Gay Rolls, like Twinkies, but like from the 1920s. That they had to like rebrand.
They wore Twinkies. They were just, we'll just, would you like some Gay Rolls, darling?
Honestly.
Yeah. Why gay? Anyway, I'm not going to question it, even though I have been since I started researching this. Gay met Glover when he was working at an off license, and you know, always a way to meet the fucking love of your life. And she must have already had one too many, because she fell in love with this piece of shit instantly.
She probably thought she was getting a bad boy, but she wasn't. She was getting a pervert.
Honestly. Yeah, exactly. Definitely. She was like, oh, this poor little middle class working, or not middle class, working class.
Working class, yeah.
Peasant.
Wrong side of the tracks. This is going to be our star-crossed lovers.
Exactly.
I could see the delusion, because I wouldn't say that would not be me. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Can see her delusion and why she might have made the choice that she did.
She was definitely like, father wants me to marry a man of money, but I want a man from the streets. So, weirdly actually, Gay's father, John, he thought that Glover was great. He thought he was a wonderful chap and that he was a great lad and a perfect match for Gay, and was happy enough to marry them off. But after spending a little bit of time with him, Gay's mother, Essie, she sniffed him right out for the fucking cunt that he was. She knew he was a wrong one.
She always just knew. To your ma.
Yeah. The problem is, apparently Essie was a bit of a cunt herself. So
see, but cunts can smell each other out.
That's it.
It's like a bitch can smell a bitch.
That's exactly it. But because she was a bit of a tyrant, they took no fucking notice of her.
Oh, of course they didn't.
Gay managed to let Glover climb on top of her just enough to make two children for some reason. And the Rolls made a separate wing to their home to give the young family some privacy away from Essie's tyrannical rule.
I bet Essie was thrown absolute shade and probably inanimate objects at his skull all the time because she could not stand them.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. But apparently Essie gave Glover enough shit to start the spree that would earn him his moniker.
Oh, shit.
So it all starts with Essie, apparently. So it was at least that, in combination with his hatred for his mother. And his mother died in 1988 from breast cancer. This is all kind of the little bits that did lead up to what he did. And kind of, it doesn't really excuse it. Like, not that any of them excuse what they've done. But you can kind of see the correlation between this happening and then their murders.
Mm.
I don't see the correlation all that much aside from Essie. But this seems to be what kind of set him off on his path. His mother dies of breast cancer. And then he gets breast cancer himself.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's, like, it is a thing, but it's just, it's
super
so
rare
uncommon.
In men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super duper rare. But I guess the gene is already in the family, so he was unlucky enough. Because, I mean, piece of shit, serial killer. Still wouldn't wish cancer on anyone, you know what I mean?
I would. Sorry now. You're going to go around murder a load of people.
True, but this is before he was still a pervert. Yeah. Okay, fuck him. But it did sort of give him his comeuppance, because he had a mastectomy. But the operation, somehow, and I don't ask me how this correlates in any way, shape or form, but the mastectomy gave him a prostate condition, thus leaving him impotent.
What? I wonder, is it like a hormone thing?
They took his titties. How the fuck? Yeah.
I'm wondering, is it? Because I don't know.
Because the cancer could have been a hormone have to be, thing, then. So it might have been the actual operation. It could have just been like a coincidence that he got it when he got it.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
That's so weird.
But alas, yeah. It
any professional, no professional has listened to this. I was going to say, any doctors out there? I'm like, as if people with like vast intelligence such as that.
I mean, honestly, we can only hope.
Would not, right? Well, I'm not saying like our listeners aren't that smart, because obviously they are, but I mean, none of them would dare reach out to us that are that smart, because they wouldn't want to be affiliated with dumb bitches like us.
Yeah, it's not even the like intelligence that we're questioning. It's the fact if you were a serious professional, you were too serious to be listening to fucking losers like us.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he's got a limp dick now. Essie was then admitted to the care of a nursing home because she went downhill fast. And that's where he kind of started to realise that he was sort of fascinated, we'll say, with nursing homes and the elderly.
Why?
And he started looking forward to... Yeah, it's real weird. It's real weird. Like, it gave him his jollies. Even though he couldn't get it up.
Ew.
Yeah, like, this is what I mean when I say, we'll say fascination. Perversion.
Yeah.
Is what the word we're actually looking for. And, no, I don't know.
This place smells of fucking dust and morphine. Like, who the fuck actually likes it? I don't understand.
I'm just old and death. But apparently, now, I didn't actually know this was a thing. Apparently, he had something they refer to as gerontophilia, which is a sexual attraction to old people. It's like the
what was the first part of that?
Geron.
So geriatric. It's the ger part. Why are you laughing at geriatrics about it?
I'm laughing at you, rude. But now I'm like, is it though? Is that actually where
it has to be, sure.
It derives from Greek geron meaning old person and phile meaning love.
Because then like if you think of it.
I feel like geriatric comes from a different word. Who knows?
I'm right.
The very first question is, why am I so attracted to older men? But but gerontophilia is the opposite of paedophilia, basically, is what I was trying to say. And apparently he suffered from that. So that's what he was like diagnosed as having, and that sort of kicked it off. And he sort of denies it, but we'll get into all of that later. And I don't know how he's denying it, because bitch, what do you mean? But anyway... So he would start to like look forward to going to visit Essie in the nursing home on Sundays. And obviously, as you know, he fucking despised Essie. He hated her more than his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason he was excited about going to visit Essie on a Sunday was because he got to be around the golden oldies.
The golden girls. Oh my God. Betty White.
Thank you for being a friend. And he also started to volunteer for the Senior Citizen Society. There you go. That's pretty much
See, like,
it.
It sounds like it's a lovely thing to do, but it's because you know he was having like dirty thoughts about old people and their saggy skin. It's so disgusting.
Exactly. It's not. Wow. Yeah. He really makes my skin crawl. And by the end of this, you're going to hate me for telling this story. So here it begins. Here we go. So before Glover actually started killing, and I feel like this one was intended to be a murder, it just didn't quite go that way, right. But you can decide for yourselves. So he attacked 84-year-old Margaret Todd Hunter on the 11th of January 1989. So he followed her and he hit her in the head, splitting it open. Then he stole the contents of her purse. Now again, hitting her in the head, splitting it open, I'm not sure if he used the hammer. A hammer was his signature weapon. I'm not sure if he hit her with the hammer or not, or just like hit her and she cracked her skull.
Yeah, because don't they all have fucking what's called brittle bones?
Osteoporosis, yeah, I mean, right? it's pretty easy to bruise and batter and crack open an old person. They are,
yeah, 84.
I mean, it's like, it's just the truth. I know. I accidentally gave my nana a black eye in my sleep before. Like, it just happens.
Yeah, their skin is lighter.
It's not like
that was your inner thoughts coming out, because you clearly hate old people.
At least I'm not trying to fuck him, okay?
Yeah. Ew.
We are terrible. We are terrible people. He stole the contents of her purse, which consists of $209, and he swiftly went to the Mossman Return Servicemen's Club and drank pints with it.
I mean, was a hard day's graft.
It is a bit of a up for debate if this kind of started off his love of attacking the elderly, and it was just originally meant to be a robbery because he was a thief and cunt to begin with. It's up for debate. But luckily, she survived. And she only needed, well, not only, she needed 8 stitches, which sucks. But that's all, you know, she was able to recover.
Yeah, she was okay.
Yeah, thank God for that.
After, like, yeah.
However, 82-year-old Gwendolyn Mitchell Hill wasn't so lucky.
Oh.
Passers-by found her laying just before the doors of her apartment building, covered in blood. Her walking stick and purse lay neatly nearby, some papers from which were strewn around her. Now, unfortunately, and here it starts. The first time, one we can forgive, but after this it gets real fucking annoying, okay? They assumed she had just fallen. Because old people fall over. You would just assume.
Right.
And they didn't really think that she'd been attacked, so they washed away the crime scene. The first thing the neighbours did was wash all of the blood away.
The neighbours?
Well, like, it was like an apartment complex, so the people that found her and the people that lived in the building, yeah, they cleaned up the blood and, like, gathered up her possessions and that kind of thing as she was being taken away in the ambulance.
I'm not being funny. No.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. Isn't it? Like, I get you just assume that she fell, but at the same time, wouldn't you kind of let people come and kind of check it out
first?
It's
not your job to make those decisions, though. Like, it's a...
What's that saying about assuming it makes an ass out of you and me, and it's the fucking truth? Don't.
You don't do anything like that until you're told you can.
Honestly, if you're vexed now,
don't.
Oh, just wait.
I've launchable things in my eye line.
Get ready to launch them. So it was only after the ambulance crew arrived and had a quick look at Gwendolyn that they went, "That wasn't no fall. You don't look like that after a fall."
God.
And they were very sure that she had been attacked. So after they noticed that, no, this was an assault, she was attacked, she did not fall, people had a look and they realised, oh, somebody's gone through her purse.
Gee.
Amazing. Yeah, her money was missing again. So in the hospital, it was assessed that she had been struck multiple times in the head, face and body. She had broken ribs, and the back of her head had been struck with a blunt object that we now know was the signature hammer that Glover kept in his car and would put down the front of his pants before an attack.
Right.
The rest of her injuries were caused by blows from his fists. So he beat her with the hammer and also, like, around the face and
how
body.
Could you look at someone just after they've been beaten like that and think that's a fall?
Honestly, yeah. I had the same thoughts.
Like, I feel like these people are very dim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a fall is like, I mean, like, you hit your head hard. It's a head wound. Not, yeah, you haven't, like, been, you can beaten around be the fucking head. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I get the first assessment where you're looking, there's an old lady lying in a pool of blood. You would assume, yeah, she's fallen, she's cracked her skull open.
But that much.
But to the extent of, like, cleaning up the blood and stuff like that, when clearly by that stage you would have seen her face. Like, she had two black eyes and everything.
Yeah, come on, like, that's fucking stupid, like.
Yeah.
The blood was coming from the back of her head. So put two and two together. Yes, if she fell forward, she might have gotten black eyes. Because you do bruise very quickly as an elderly person.
Yeah.
But why would the blood be coming from the back of her head then?
Yeah.
Again, okay, we're allowing for shock, but a bit of common sense, people. Like, anyway, it gets worse, so I'm just going to continue. So she died later that evening, because she was alive still when they found her.
Ugh.
She died later that evening from the head trauma and strain caused by the 7 broken ribs.
Jesus Christ.
He broke 7 of her ribs with his fists.
That's actually so disgusting. Like, mm-hmm. That poor woman.
Honestly, it's unbelievable.
What a ratbag bitch. Like, I actually...
It's like, it's on the similar, like, it's not the same level, but it's on a similar level to, like, people going after kids. It's like you're going after people who can't defend themselves.
It's the weak and vulnerable.
Yeah.
It is. It is. So while it is a nice change of pace that we're talking about the elderly, it's still quite fucked up. It's very fucked up.
Yeah.
I realise now I didn't mention the date. So this was in March. I can't quite remember the date in March, but it was in March that he attacked her.
Right.
Well, murdered her. And wasting no time, Glover chose his next victim on May 9th. And this was the 84-year-old Lady Winifreda Ashton.
Fabulous name.
Isn't it though? Isn't it? And she was the widow of the renowned painter Sir William Ashton. So she was a fancy lady.
Right.
He snuck up behind her again, always coming from behind. Fucking coward.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit her in the back of the head with the hammer. Then he dragged her into a bin alcove in her apartment building. And he actually said himself that she fought back. She fought him and she almost overpowered him.
Good
and one. That caused him to fall on top of her. And when he fell on top of her, that's when he decided to bash her head in on the concrete until she stopped moving.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I just, whatever about hammer time, like, obviously that's disgusting. Oh, but my God, physically. What?
Just the fact that you refer to it as hammer time.
Oh, whatever. But anyway.
No.
Can't touch it. Anyway, to like physically lift someone's face up and repeatedly smash
their skull into the ground.
That's just it's a
the level
like
of rage that is involved in these killings is unbelievable.
It's actually,
mm-hmm.
My God.
And remind yourself, we are now in 1989, I do believe. Didn't I say that? Did I not say that?
I don't believe you did, but this
I
is
did.
Information
1989,
now.
Yeah. 11th of January, 1989. That was the first time. So he was born in 32. So
he's old now.
He's old. He is old. Like, what's he, 57?
Yeah. So nearly a Jerry himself, like.
After he bashed her head in until she stopped moving, he removed her tights. And yes, they were referred to as pantyhose, and no, I'm not saying it. Tights.
Thank you.
He removed her tights, and he strangled her to death with them.
Wait, so the fucking head baiting off the floor wasn't enough? Like, I guarantee the woman was going to die anyway.
Oh, she was definitely going to die from the head injuries, but he wanted to make, like, triple sure, because between the hammer, the concrete, and then the tights, like, he was making hella sure this woman died. So this is what I was saying with the last one, where I think it was, like, a failed attempt. That he thought, you know the way a lot of serial killers say that you think it's going to be a lot easier to kill someone than it actually
then
is?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, is that he thought it was just going to be a thunk and dead.
And they're going to drop,
Especially because, like we said, old people are frail, but they're not fucking glass. So I assume he did mean to kill her, but failed. And so he was making extra sure from here on out that they were dead.
Yeah. And because this one fought him back and like...
Exactly.
So she kind of got the better of him in his end.
Yeah. He once again stole whatever money she had in her purse, left her shoes and her walking stick neatly by her feet and her tights above her head. So he took the tights off her neck after he strangled her with them. Mm. And he left them above her head. And then he went off with the stolen money to drink it once again. And a neighbour found the displayed body of Lady Ashton with her legs crossed and her arms by her side. So it was already by the second murder he was starting to pose the bodies.
Yeah,
it's I don't even know.
Posing bodies has always been a really fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
So since all of the attacks so far, now the first one wasn't connected yet at all. The one with the woman that survived. But these two, because they happened within like what? March, April, May. 2 months of each other. And they happened within a kilometre. Literally 1 kilometre of each other. So the police already by this stage, they were like, we have a serial killer.
Mm. Yeah.
They clocked it immediately. They were certain that he was going to strike again and soon.
Mm.
So before his next kill, Glover seemingly tried to satisfy his urges in other ways. By being a massive fucking pervert again. Oh yes. So he decided he would molest the most frail and vulnerable elderly women that
stop,
he could find.
Stop it.
Yeah. So we are going to just shoot right through these. I have all of the times that he did it before the next murder. It is not fun and we're just going to mosey on through. So June 6th, he put his hand up the nightgown of Marjorie Mosley in her retirement home. And though she was unable to identify him later, on June 24th, he lifted up the skirt of and felt up a female patient at Caroline Chisholm, I think is how you'd pronounce that. Caroline Chisholm? Unsure. Either way, nursing home. And then in the next room, he put his hands down another patient's nightgown and felt up her breasts.
How was he
same
getting
day.
Into these?
He volunteered for the elderly society.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he not vet these people? Like, did he not, like...
Of course not. Evidently not.
Fucking hell, like, you think working with, like, vulnerable people, you'd be checked out to make sure that you're not a fucking psychopath.
They didn't check people that, like, were looking after kids, so I don't think they're going to be...
That is very true.
Comes to the older
Honestly.
People.
I mean, look at the fucking people that made, like, the old person Fight Club and shit. Like, that was only recent.
Yeah. And the baby wait. Fight Club as well.
What?
Yeah, there was people who worked in a nursing
home. Wait.
There were, like, two people in a nursing home. How do you not know about this? They started a
they
Fight Club.
They did a Fight Club, and then there was people in a kindergarten in America that did...
These two, like, young ones in the UK.
And there was in a kindergarten in America had a baby Fight Club as well.
Yep.
I'm not laughing. Like, what?
No, because, like, on the surface, it sounds... It's, again, it's like the granny killer moniker. It's, like, 50% terrible, 50% hilarious. Because, like, if it was in a book, it would be funny, but it was real life, so it was horrendous.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the old, like, the old people Fight Club, they all had dementia as well.
Yeah, which makes it even more awful. Like, they did
what
not
a pair
know...
of bastards.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they got prison time for it, though, thank God. So,
as they fucking should.
Those two bitches. Awful cunts. But back to this awful cunt. On October 6th, at yet another nursing home, he pretended to be a doctor. Oh, this one's the worst one.
Oh no.
He pretended
no.
to be a doctor so he could put his hands up the dress of the blind Phyllis McNeil.
Oh my fucking God.
So naturally she couldn't identify him at all. She could just tell them that she had been sexually assaulted. She didn't know by who, because she couldn't see him. Oh, awful. And then on October 18th, he followed Doris Cox to her retirement village. And once they went down a secluded stairwell, he bashed her face into a brick wall, smashing out some of her teeth. Now,
what
luckily, she survived, but she wasn't able to recall anything about her attack, most likely due to the fact that she had late-stage dementia. And again, the people there assumed that she had just fallen and washed the fucking blood away. They washed the crime scene away.
She wasn't trying to wash her face with a fucking brick. Like, I'm not being funny. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Like, if he bashed her face off the wall, she's going to have more abrasive marks as if she, like...
She did. She had scratches all over her face.
Oh, come the fuck on. Why are they involving themselves in crime scenes? Period.
Like, someone's tried to wax on, wax off that fucking brick wall with her face. And you're telling me that they couldn't tell...
Like...
It was an attack instead of her, like... falling and scraping her face off
no,
the side
come
of the
on, like.
They assume she fell down the stairs and I'm like,
but wait until it's like
now,
said
in the documentary that the stairwell is the same stairwell that the attack actually happened on. I'm not sure if it is. I feel like it probably would be though. The wall is here, the stairs goes down, then there's like another wall here. If you fall down the stairs, please pray tell, what way do you go? Do you go forward or do you go fucking left or right?
Like, you're tumbling like tumbleweed straight down that fucking stair.
But last you're breaking, like, you fall forward.
Like, you're breaking, like, ribs, you're breaking wrists.
Yeah.
You're not just getting, like...
Just facial
injuries. But even so,
like... Especially at her age.
Who involves themselves in, like, a dead body thing until they know it's for sure? It's, like...
Well, she wasn't dead.
Or whatever, like, an accident. No, I know, but, like, an accident thing. Like, because with the first person as well is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't understand how you're... Like,
oh, yeah.
Why they're all involving themselves.
It must have just been a thing at the time.
Like, clean it up quick.
It must have, yeah, kind of like, oh, don't have anyone having to look at this kind of horror now, you know what I mean? I feel like it had to have been a thing at the time, because I just find it so baffling, once again, that there's going to be blood on the wall if he smashed her whole face to the point that her teeth came out into a wall. There's going to be blood there. And they didn't look at that and go, huh, Jesus.
That's suspicious.
Any idea how Doris bit her face off of the wall when she fell down the stairs? Because they only found her because she had woken back up and she was literally, God bless her heart and soul, she was sitting on the stairs crying for help.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, so sad. But that's how they found her. And then, like, nobody thought, this is a bit sus. But anyway, so they washed away any of the evidence that might have helped catch him before he committed his third murder, but no such luck. On November 2nd, and I just can't deal with how quick, like, how close all of the murders are. But on November 2nd, Glover approached 78-year-old Dorothy Benke and offered to help her with her shopping bags. When they reached her house, she invited him in for tea, but weirdly, he declined. And for some reason, he decided he wasn't going to hurt her. Now, I think I know the reason, but we're going to talk about it at the end. He bumped into 85-year-old Margaret Pahud, and I'm really sorry if I'm butchering. It's P-A-H-U-D. I think that's how you'd pronounce it. And I'm sorry if it's wrong. We've established by this point, a year into the podcast. Also, happy anniversary to us. Forgot to start. This is our anniversary episode. That's kind of depressing. But we've established a year into the podcast. I'm not good at the old pronunciations of names.
None of us are, fine.
Somehow, it was too much for him to help. And yet another old lady with her shopping. So he decided to kill her instead. So he struck her in the back of the head once again with the hammer. And when she fell to the ground, he hit her again in the side of the head. He was aggressively tearing at her clothes and he like exposed her shoulder and one of her breasts. Mm. And it was at that point that he heard voices nearby, and that made him kind of quickly rearrange the body. So, you know, the things he did with like the shoes, the walking sticks or whatever personal belongings they had. He did all of that, posed the body, steal the purse, of course, and flee. Now, despite Margaret being found quickly, she was found almost immediately after she was attacked by him. It was already too late and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Jesus. So the two blows to the head were enough to just take her out.
Yeah.
So, and even though at this point it was already in the fucking news that there was a granny killer on the loose. They literally, this is when the moniker of granny killer had come about.
Disrespectful.
It really is. Even though it was already on the news at that point that the granny killer was on the loose, the neighbours washed away the crime scene.
Are you actually joking me?
Are they accomplices? Because fucking yeah, they are.
I thought the same thing. I was like, did he have somebody in on it? That'd be like, oh Jesus, Bridie, we better wash this up now real quick.
Come the fuck on, like. Come on.
They're all just dumb bastards. Like, how stupid do you have to be?
But why are you involved in this?
There's a person going around attacking and murdering old people. A woman has just died. Blood everywhere. Her body had been posed. We're just going to give
clothes
the police
ripped off.
And we're just going to clear away all this like dirty
like
blood.
Again, what do you think? Again, they think she's fallen.
No, they fucking don't. Come on, you don't.
Grab her titty on the way down. Like,
the first one you'd nearly believe.
Like, what I'm going to do now is put my hands by my side and cross my legs like I'm having a nap. I don't think so. Like, if you fall and collapse after hitting your head, you're going to be sprawled all over the place.
I get the first one. Like, it's a bit fucking iffy. I mean? But like, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But like.
And again, with the woman who survived as well, yeah, okay, you can just about excuse it. But with this one, when it's just, it seems so, like she's in an alleyway, her clothes have been ripped, her bag has very clearly been rifled through. If, like, it's so obviously an attack. But the next one is where I really, 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 really got pissed off. It must have been, again, that he was interrupted. He didn't get to finish out his ritual. He didn't get to take off her stockings, or she wasn't wearing any. Not sure about that one. He didn't really get to get the full murder because he got chased off. That's my assumption, because it was only 24 hours later before he killed again. It was at the same nursing home that he molested Marjorie Moseley.
Jesus Christ.
He sat on a bench and he struck up a conversation with the 81-year-old Olive Cleveland. And she became uncomfortable, because wouldn't you?
You can just feel the sex offender vibes like radiating off him.
Exactly. This big fucking creep is like. And she tried to walk away. She tried to go back into the main building of the nursing home. And he was obviously having none of that. So again, massive fucking coward grabs her from behind and forced her into like a secluded side lane. Oh, Christ. Can only assume he didn't have the hammer on him for this one, because he hit her. He smashed her head off of the concrete and then again took off her tights and strangled her with them. He then repeated his ritual of neatly laying her belongings around her and posing her body before stealing her purse and drinking away the contents. Apparently, he wrapped the tights 3 times around her neck.
Jesus.
And they were so tight that it, like, was almost lacerating.
Jesus. Yeah.
He's so aggressive, and I know that sounds so stupid to say about a fucking serial killer, but, like...
It is, though. It's, like, a level of rage
that... It's,
like,
that, he's yeah. so extra about it.
We haven't really come across it. Yeah.
Like, it's overkill. Every time.
So much overkill. Every single time. And it's like literally you could look at one of the bodies of the victims and see the rage that was in him when he committed the murder. And it's so baffling to me.
He makes sure that they're dead. Like, it's not a case of that he just beats them and like they're dead. It's like he's like, he makes sure.
Again, there's a reason in the biggest inverted commas ever as to why. It still fucking pisses me off. It's such a limp dick reason for such a limp dick fuck. Like, remember what I just said?
Yeah.
She had been posed. She had the tights still wrapped around her neck. She had her head smashed into the concrete multiple times.
Please do not tell me. I have a feeling where this is going.
Do you want to guess what they did?
Don't even. I'm scared. Please don't. I'm going to launch some. Don't even.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She fell. She fell and twisted her fucking tights around
her
neck.
They didn't try and say they fell.
And they washed away the fucking crime scene.
They tried to say they thought she fell again.
Oh yeah.
No, that's pretty fucking sure. Bullshit. They knew what was going on and they just didn't want to come out. They didn't want it to be a fucking thing. They knew.
Yeah.
Do you know how, like, they didn't, like, it could have been, totally could have been a thing that they, like, didn't want it to, like, tarnish the whatever the fuck. There's no way. There's no way.
I think they very well could have been afraid that it was staff.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to come back on their nursing home. So they just, like, oh, no.
You'll have no one fucking left in the team.
Yeah, they were trying to kind of nearly cover it up.
It has to be. How do you look at a woman with a pair of tights wrapped around her throat and just not instantly know that she has been murdered?
That doesn't make any sense.
They knew. They knew. There was something going on there that, like, they're obviously lying. They knew. There's no fucking way.
Or do you know what? It could have been a case of, like, there was some other shady shit going down.
They were trying
there.
To cover it up or something.
And it could have been a case like, oh.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Yeah.
Because there does be a lot of shady shit going on in nursing homes. Like, they're doing awful
things. There's no way that they didn't know that people were being groped and stuff. Like, he was groping people and things. Like, there's no way. Like, there's stuff. They were covering something up and that's it. There's no way they didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And they did know, because the people that he did touch up, they reported it. They didn't know who was doing it, but they knew it was going on. So that probably was a kind of a contributing factor as well. They're like, oh, fuck. Like, they probably had weird Johnny in there.
They're protecting their own. Yeah. That's what it was. You know? Like, there's no way they didn't know.
Yeah, it has to be. That one, there's no way you actually thought she fell.
No way.
No. There.
No way.
She didn't just fucking slingshot herself 0% and then just get caught in her own fucking tights. Like,
yeah. Like, someone with a cut throat, you know what I mean? More believable as, like, an accident than a fucking half strangled with a pair of, like, tights wrapped around your neck. Like, you could nearly say she fell. Like, there's no way you don't accidentally strangle yourself.
Yeah.
No,
how
fuck off.
Tight you would have to do that. Like, no elderly person's going to have that strength in their arms. They're going to have a soft fabric be wound that tight that it's going to nearly lacerate their skin. It doesn't happen.
No. It's not. No.
And you won't have the strength to do that.
You would never be able to do it to yourself, regardless.
No.
Your own brain would stop you.
Jesus Christ.
There's just no way. Now, I would like to think that maybe...
I'm not giving anybody the benefit of the doubt.
Because, no, I'm liking to think that maybe I'm slightly wrong from my mismatched sources. And that by this stage, they had stopped cleaning up the crime scene. But from what I remember from the documentary, nah.
Right.
So, yeah. So that happened. But luckily, the police were on the fucking ball, okay? They finally realised that there was sort of, like, obviously they knew there was an MO with the murders, but they started to connect the MO to previous attacks. And that's when they realised that, you remember the first lady that was attacked, but she survived? She had the 8 stitches?
Yeah.
Margaret Todd Hunter. She had given a composite sketch after the attack, and they kind of went... That attack sounds an awful lot like the granny killer's MO. So let's go have a chat with Margaret. And they did. And they were like, if it wasn't him, I'll eat my own foot. So they took the composite sketch and they released it as a possible suspect. And that kind of started to get the ball rolling. Getting closer to catching him.
Right.
So that really, like, it really, really helped. Like, that was pivotal.
Yeah.
For later reasons. So they also seem to notice that all of the attacks took place around 3 p.m. between sort of like 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. So it was very early. They knew then it kind of had to be someone who either didn't work or didn't work very late.
Yeah.
Because most people, they would work like a 5 or 6 o'clock finish.
Yeah.
So a 3 o'clock finish job is pretty fucking good. And it kind of narrows down the search quite a bit. And even though there wasn't any witnesses to the murders, Glover had actually been seen by a neighbour of the Dorothy Benke, the woman that he helped carry her groceries back before he killed Margaret Pahut.
Yeah.
And she gave the description of a man around 65, stout with grey hair. And that, along with a clump of grey hair that was found in, I do believe it was Lady Ashton's hand. But then again, that was from the documentary. And I should have really gone back to watch it. But I'm very sure it was Lady Ashton's hand that they found a clump of grey hair in. So that kind of all gave them the profile. Because at this point, they weren't really considering, like, a person of that age. You would expect, okay, it's a serial killer. It's probably someone in their kind of late 20s or early 30s sort of thing. The usual profile. And all of this made them go, well, fuck, it's an elderly gentleman. It's not a young chicken at all.
Mm.
The problem with the clumps of hair is that, of course, Lady Ashton also had grey hair. So DNA testing wasn't all it's cracked up to be now.
Yeah.
And you would need large amounts of blood or like fabric, or not fabric, what's the fucking flesh? Help me. What is the word I'm looking for?
I do not know.
I have no idea.
Flesh is definitely not the word, but we're just going to go with it. You would need large quantities of whatever the fuck you're looking for DNA testing. And, like, lots of it.
Did you mean skin
samples?
No. But, yeah.
Anyways, people will know what we mean. Yeah.
Either way, whatever you were looking to DNA test, you would need a lot of it. And hair follicles were, like, they were tiny. They're fucking tiny. So trying to get DNA from them back in 1989, not so much happening.
Good luck to you.
So they were looking at things like thickness and the shades and stuff like that, but because it's grey hair and all grey hair kind of goes grey the same, they couldn't tell if it was her own hair, in that, you know, obviously she was being attacked around the head and face, so she could have put her hands up, and as she was being hit in the head, hair could have fallen out into her own hand as she was trying to defend herself, or she had caught that from the assailant. Mm-hmm. I'd say to this day we'll still never know if it was his hair or hers, but they didn't know then either. Either way, it gave them what they needed to start narrowing down the profile of the killer. So on November 23rd, Glover was drinking in the Buena Vista Hotel when he spotted Muriel Faulkner, who was 93, going about her business. Now, apparently she was fucking sprightly for her age. Like, this bitch was out getting her own shopping. She was going to the bank. She was off having a great time. Like, 93, no stopping her.
Aww.
None at all. He just abandoned his drink and went off after her. He went to his car. He got his hammer, and as she was entering her house, he again grabbed her from behind, covered her mouth to stop her from screaming, and then hit her multiple times in the back of the head and the neck with the hammer. So this obviously knocked her unconscious. And while she was on the ground, he removed her tights, but she woke back up and she began to scream for help. So he hit her again and again and again until she finally stopped moving. And then he strangled her with her tights, rearranged her body and belongings, and took off with her purse and whatever other valuables he could find in her house. So a neighbor was concerned the following morning when Faulkner didn't answer the phone. So they let themselves into the house with a spare key, and they found her laying in the hallway. This time, finally,
thank God,
they did not assume that she had fallen, and the crime scene was left intact.
Fucking finally,
right?
About time, like,
it actually took them long enough.
Jesus. Like, only 5 murders to get the hang of it. Forensic evidence was finally able to be recovered, and this included a bloody shoe print. Mm. And again, by the style of shoe that it was, like, they could tell by the shoe print, obviously, what style of shoe it was, not who owned it. But they could tell it wasn't a young person's shoe.
It was an old lad's shoe, like.
It was, like, a very, yeah, it was a very, like, comfortable a pair of kind
or
Oxford, of...
like. Or the, like, slippery
or
ones.
Shit, like, something that, like, a nurse would wear, or someone working in that kind of on their feet all the time kind of job.
Yeah.
So they knew for definite then, okay, it's definitely not someone young. We've got the right profile. We're heading towards the right person.
Mm.
And at this point as well, they were offering $250,000 as a reward for any information that would help catch this motherfucker.
Jeez.
And that came from the state. The state were just like, we will give you a cool $250,000 to help us catch this piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
That's insane.
So I'm almost surprised, because I didn't really hear anything like, there was an awful lot of false leads, or, oh, I know who this was, or I saw this, or I saw that. You know, there'd be an awful lot of that when there's that kind of money being offered.
Yeah.
But no one really did, which I think is actually kind of nice.
It is, yeah.
Change of...
It's nice, sorry, I'd be on a change of pace for once. Like, it's not like just stupid people trying to, like, get easy money as Daisy.
Yeah, trying to cash in. Exactly that. So, yeah, it is nice, especially just to make up for the fact that, you know, they washed away 5 crime scenes.
Morons, like, I actually can't.
During all of this, Glover is working for a company called 4 & 20 Pies. Weird name.
I was just going to say.
But whatever.
It sounds like a pub. Do you want to do some, like, some pubs have really stupid fucking names?
Yeah.
Sounds like one of them.
In fairness, it's something we would also call a podcast, so.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is our YouTube series. Coming soon. Not really. So he was doing his pie rounds for 4 & 20 pies to Greenwich Hospital. And Joe, I don't even want to say this next part.
I don't want to know.
I really don't. Okay. He entered the palliative care ward, where he found 4 elderly women, including Daisy Roberts, who was 82 and was there with late stage cancer. He asked her if she was losing any body heat.
Oh no.
And then he raised her gown and started fondling her. Yeah, that's a thing he did.
He's a piece of shit, like, I actually...
I hope he's been, like, spit roasted in fucking hell on high heat.
I'm very sure he is. Very, very sure he is. So Daisy, good woman, screamed her fucking head off when he did that. And luckily, the like matron of the ward, she came running in and she saw him. She was like,
what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck yeah. are you doing? So he ran. He ran like the fucking wind. And he got out of Dodge. But they know him. He's been yeah. doing pie deliveries there for God knows how long. They know who he is.
Yeah.
So they call the police. And they come and they are like, yeah, so this is his name. This is his license number. This is who he works for. Mm-hmm. Here's his address. They probably had that too. Like, they give them everything. They're like, this is the piece of shit. Obviously, they know now at this point, the person that's been going around fondling all the people in the nursing homes is John Wayne Glover.
Yeah.
But the cases of molestation hadn't been connected with the granny killer yet. And they wouldn't be for another 3 weeks. They didn't know that realistically they had just found the granny killer. They just knew they needed to talk to this sick piece of shit that was going around touching those old women. And see whether or not it's the
same person.
Yeah.
Actually, well, no, that wasn't even their intention to begin with. But it became it shortly after because they invited him to come in for questioning. They didn't even like haul him in. They were just like, hey, you know, we've just got some questions for you about what's going on, such and such. Could you come in tomorrow morning for questioning? Sure. No problem. Tomorrow morning comes, no sign, still no sign. They call the house. His wife answers, Gay answers. Mm. And the officer in charge of the case, she says, I'm looking for John Wayne Glover. Can I speak to him? And she says, no. I'm on my way to the hospital. They've just called me. John tried to kill himself.
Oh, fuck off, John.
Yes, he did.
He's such a fucking loser.
Oh, he's even more of a loser because John left a suicide note.
Did he just take like 10 paracetamol and I'm like, this is it?
This world is better off without me. Fuck off. You're right, honestly, but also fuck off.
Honestly. He wrote in the note, and this is actually what connected him, because otherwise they probably may not have connected him to the murders.
Right.
No more grannies. Oh yes, he actually wrote those fucking words no in more his grannies. Suicide note. And you should see this chicken scratch, like it's all over the place. It's ridiculous. No more grannies.
He's such a fool. Yeah. How did he try and kill himself? Like, was it like, you know, like as in, was it?
The first time, I'm actually not sure. I'm not sure if it was an overdose or tried to hang himself or cut his wrist or anything. I'm not sure. I would say an overdose.
Be able to do something like physical.
Telling you lads, it was the paracetamol.
Wait on a moment. We're not done. So also on the suicide note, it said Essie started it.
Fuck off.
So just keep that in mind because I'm not going to mention why until later. But, you know, they went and they kind of had a bit of a chat with him while he was in the hospital. They took a Polaroid picture of him. And they looked at the Polaroid and they looked at the composite sketch. And they looked at his profile.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at him. And they were like, yep, maybe. We've got him.
Yeah.
It was 100% undeniable fact. Like, they knew it was him.
Yeah.
So they were just going to keep an eye on him because they didn't have anything solid enough yet to actually accuse him of being the killer.
Mm.
So they were just going to kind of, they were trailing him, kind of, you know, just keeping an eye on his movements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and I actually feel so sorry for the detectives here, but so they're trailing him and they follow him to the house of one Joan Sinclair, who was 60. The youngest of all of his victims. And so they're sitting outside the house, they're staking out, they look and they see, and he knocks at the door and there's kind of like a friendly exchange. It all seems really above board and she seemed to be expecting him, and there was no, he didn't push her into the house or anything like that, so there was nothing that really raised their suspicions until it was like an hour went past and he still wasn't coming back out. And then sort of 2 hours went past and he still hadn't come back out. So in the book, which again I have mentioned is surprisingly inaccurate, Joan is referred to as Glover's lover. A Glover lover, if you will. And
see, that just sounds like a posh wank.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, or if he was just like her delivery dude. They could have been. They could have been bang pals. But then at the same time, how has he got a lover if he's impotent?
Maybe it was like an emotional
affair. Unless
he
was just Muff Diamond.
That too.
it could be an emotional affair. Be. This is very true. But alas, so like an hour went by, then 2 hours went by, and I think we were heading into the third hour, if I'm correct. And they were like, this is fucked. Something's wrong.
Mm.
But again, they had no reason to actually approach the house because they're tied with so much fucking red tape. It's unbelievable. So they actually, there was a dog in the neighborhood that was barking so loudly and so constantly that they realized that's our opportunity. We can put in a noise complaint for the dog and have some uniformed officers go around and check the house to see.
Smart.
So the two uniformed officers go around. They knock on the door. Nothing. They knock again. Still nothing. And they're like, okay, we know we saw Joan. We know we saw John. Nobody has come out since. Something's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
They look through the back door. And when they look through the back door, they see Joan lying on the floor, surrounded by a pool of blood.
Jesus.
She was naked from the waist down and her tights were tied around her neck. The hammer was lying next to her. And that was really weird because they knew, like, he never left the murder weapon behind at the scene of crime before.
Mm.
They were kind of like, well, we didn't see him leave. What the fuck is going on? So they head up the stairs and they go into the master bedroom and they see a pair of men's cream pants on the edge of the bed. And they already know from the description, those are John's pants.
Mm.
So they go and they check out the bathroom. And when they walk in, they see John's feet sticking up out of the bath.
Do not tell me.
There is piles of tablets or empty tablet bottles on the sink. And John is just lying there with his mouth just barely bubbling on the surface. And our boy has tried to kill himself again. This time for sure we know it was with an overdose and possible drowning. I think that he was probably, again, with the overkill, even for the suicide attempt.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't fucking work because he's a fat bastard and couldn't sink under the water. But
when you're a boy, you just fucking float.
When your general body mass is taller than the bath that you're trying to drown yourself in, do the math.
Oh my God.
Or at least go face down like a normal person.
Honestly, you would think.
He was just floating.
But then again, you would, like, he's too much of a fucking weakling, wasn't he? So
that was a fucking gas.
They get him out of the bath somehow, God bless them. And they get him to the hospital. And when he wakes up, he is just all talk. He doesn't even try and deny it at this point. I mean, I feel like he knows he can't on account of being caught with the murder weapon.
Yeah.
A murdered victim. The suicide note, the previous one that said, no more grannies.
Yeah, like he's fucked it now. Like,
like, honestly. Like, shot himself in the foot and drowned himself in the bath. You know what I mean? Pretty much, the first thing he says when he wakes up is, I'm sure you've noticed by now that all of my victims bear a striking resemblance to my mother-in-law, Essie.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
First of all, I personally think all of the women that he murdered look shockingly different, apart from the fact that they are all
old.
Around the same age-ish, like 83, 87, 93 is quite a bit older. And then Joan was 60, which I also thought was weird. Very young. In comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still 60 is, that's young. Like, it's not old by any means. So apparently, when he woke up, he did explain, again, this according to the book, he explained the relationship with Joan and that he just, like, wanted to kill her. He wanted her to fucking be his last victim. It doesn't even make any sense why he killed her.
Yeah, you're right. He just wanted to get away with one more, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a few more details that I could go into, but they're all very meh. And it goes very quickly after this because he got to court. Yeah. He denied nothing. And they sentenced him to 6 counts of life.
Ooh, nice.
And they put him down as will 100% reoffend. Do not let him the fuck out.
Smart people.
Honestly. Yeah, so they get him into prison and, like, a lot of people have tried, or had tried kind of getting the full truth out of him. Like, all he really said was that he fucking hated Essie. These women looked like Essie. And so he murdered them. It's not, like, this is what I said earlier, that, like, there's a reason in the biggest inverted commas ever.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No.
I don't. He, oh yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He tried to deny that strangling them with their own undergarments, which tights are, they are an undergarment.
Yeah.
he tried to deny that there was a sexual aspect to that.
Sure, pal.
Yeah, sure, Jan. Like, you just molest a whole bunch of old grannies, but you're telling me there's no sexual aspect to your murders?
Don't believe it for a fucking second.
Like, realistically, why would you... You could have used your hands, like any other fucking normal person.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or you could have just left it after they had bashed their fucking face off a hammer or the ground. Like, I don't understand.
Like, it's like a violation thing, isn't it? I'm going to use your own things against you.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially your tights.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. That it is. It's a very personal thing.
He clearly hates. It's like he hated these women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it is, like, I can see that aspect then of, like, of course, yeah, he took all of the rage that he couldn't take out on Essie. Out on these women. But I still don't really get it. No, like, I just don't. And without there being the sexual aspect, it doesn't really make all that much sense. Because if you tie in the sexual aspect, then it does make sense with his hatred for Essie. The weird fascination that came around when the nursing homes and things.
Yeah.
And then the sexual attraction to old people.
Yeah.
All of that tying in with his impotence, causing even more rage.
Mm-hmm.
And forcing him to get a sexual release from something like a murder, especially by using something so personal and intimate to them. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Not, again, not excusable, not understandable, but it makes sense as a sort of a motivation for a sick, twisted fuck.
Yeah.
So without the sexual aspect, it just doesn't make any sense. But he never really, like, seemed to give a shit. Like, he was very matter-of-fact when he was explaining the murders. And when they asked him, like, so what would you do afterwards? He was like, well, I'd just go home. And I had a vat out the back full of, like, cleaning agents that I would soak the hammer in to get rid of any traces of evidence. And then I'd go out for a couple of drinks. And he would just go about his day-to-day life.
Because it meant nothing to him. Like...
It meant nothing. Not one thing. And when he was sentenced, nothing, apparently. Nothing. Not even a hint of surprise. Nothing. Just no emotion. At all.
Oh, he's a psychopath then.
Which is kind of crazy, because if you see a picture of him, he really looks like just like a sad little old man.
But that's what he was, though. He was a sad old little fucking man.
Yeah, but in the sense of, like, you wouldn't look at him and think, like, a lot of the other ones you look and you think, okay, I can see it. I can see it behind the eyes.
I'm going to have a look at him now. Yeah, no, he actually just looks like an outlad you'd see down the pub. Like,
do you
he,
see what I mean? Yeah. There's none of that.
He looks,
like,
innocent.
He looks like a taxi driver.
Oh my fucking god, he does look like a taxi driver.
Doesn't he? Like one of the outlets.
That's such an
apt just like tells you fucking stories and stuff. Like you're like, ah, that lad's grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually does. Even his eyes aren't weird. Do you know?
He doesn't look like the rest of them. You know, the rest of them tend to have like this, like they look scary or weird
the
or creepy
soulless
or something.
Eyes,
like,
yeah.
He looks harmless, almost.
Yeah, I thought the same. That you really wouldn't suspect him.
No.
You wouldn't look at him and think that is the face of a killer.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So you can see how the women really didn't automatically get the vibe off of him.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, they were inviting him in for tea and stuff.
Especially
and
if he was,
let
like,
his,
being charismatic and shit. Like,
yeah, if he was anyway
like,
personable.
He had
like,
a chat and stuff.
That's it. Apparently he was. He was just a really friendly chap. Like, everyone trusted him and stuff. Before, obviously, they found out about it. Mm. To end his story, we get back to Caoimhe's question of whether or not this fuck would do anything physical. And at the age of 72... On the 9th of September, 2005, he was found hanging from a shower rail in his cell.
Oh, God, forgive. Like, man, you're probably only going to live, like, 6 months anyway. Like, why would you bother?
Honestly, not sure. But there is a thing.
Right.
It was September 9th, right? Mm. Apparently, he handed his last visitor a sketch of a park. And there was a couple of changes in the park that... like sketch of the park that he pointed out. So there were two palm trees in it, and in the middle of the right one there was the number 9 composed of leaves and branches, and we're not really sure what the significance of it was, but there is a possibility that he is responsible for 9 more murders that they never connected him to.
Yeah, very possibly,
because 57, isn't that what I said? Very late to start your murder spree, especially with that much rage.
Yeah,
and especially when he did escalate in 1957, around 1957 or 1959 is when he started with the sexual assaults.
Mm.
So I have sort of a feeling that he started with younger people.
Yeah, and realised it's not what he liked.
Yeah, and moved on then to...
Well, as he got older himself, people. Maybe it got harder.
Well, no, I think he started trying to sexually attack the young people, because remember the first victim was 25? And I think the murders then, because again, like the 9 murders were I think one was like 78, 63, hang on, 84 somewhere. Yeah, so one of them, these are the unsolved ones. So we have 63, 78, 61, 63, again 78, 72, and 83. And then there's two more that are like they don't even know who the victims are. They're completely unidentified. So they were still older, but it would make sense. They're all around his age that he was killing that we know of. And so that's what I think. I think he started with younger people. Younger people fought him too much. And that's then once the nursing home thing kind of came into the picture is when he really escalated. But he could have very easily been killing years apart and they never would have connected
it. That's true.
I'd say if he was younger than he was when he kind of started at it, that he kind of probably would have stayed with the young people. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
The unsolved ones that they think he may have been connected to, they started in 1963. So he would have been 21.
Okay.
I mean, like prime killing age. Mm. Just saying.
Yeah. So again, and that would tie in with the like mental illness of being sexually attracted to really old people. I don't know if you can call it that, because I don't, like, it's not as bad as being a fucking pedo.
Yeah, but if you're a 21-year-old young lad and the only thing they're getting your rocks off are owl ones, where the boobs are nearly hitting the fucking floor, like, do you know what I mean? It's
honestly. So, and like we've said before with Peter Tobin, it's just too old to start your serial killer career. Yeah. It is. So I can't see how he wouldn't have committed his first murder before if he had it in him. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the death of Essie and his mother being the trigger.
Mm.
I think that was just more of a catalyst for him to go really fucking ham at it. So with all of the murders being like kind of a year apart, 2 years apart, 4 years apart of the early ones that they suspect him of being guilty of, that makes a lot more sense. He was able to control himself more while they were alive. And then when they died, then that was the catalyst for the ramp up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just speculation. There's no way of knowing, because when he swung out of that fucking shower curtain, he took all of his secrets with him. We will absolutely never know if he was responsible for the 9 unsolved murders or what the significance of the 9 in the tree of the sketch was. But that is the granny killer of Sydney.
So disgusting.
I told you
it was disgusting.
So fucked up, like.
It makes me so mad.
Right?
The thing with the neighbours as well, like, just really sent me.
Every time they washed away the crime scene, like, I was
why
like,
are you involving yourself? Like, who, why? Fuck off.
I must pay to be stupid, because there's no reason then.
Yeah, it had to have been. It had to have been a combination of, like I said, it must have been something with the times where they were like, hide the shame, and sheer stupidity. Yeah. Because, again, right, whatever about the first one, we'll forgive it. The second one, they didn't tamper with it, so that was fine. Like, they knew Lady Ashton had been murdered, so at least there was that. And then the third one, from then on it's kind of unforgivable. Like, by the third one, there had already been the other attack. Like, the granny killer moniker was already about, like, come on.
Yeah, there's no excuse, like.
Like, an elderly woman is found dead. Assume she's been murdered first.
Yeah.
At that point.
Given what's going on, like.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then when it turns out, oh no, she did just fall, then you're G.
Yeah.
Then you can clean up. Kind of maybe fucking chill until then.
Yeah.
God, it vexed me so much. It vexed me so fucking much. That's about all of the detail that I have. There's a few more things, like if you do watch the Netflix documentary for our Netflix,
there'll be a Netflix YouTube one soon, because they're not giving up on this true crime fucking train anytime soon, are they?
Honestly, oh no, but they're only covering the heavy hitters, like they're only going for the big flashy serial killers, so they're not touching John Wayne Glover, surely. But yeah, if you do watch that, there is like some very, like, you get a lot of the police perspective, and there's like a point where they accidentally talk to John's wife about him and not realise that they're actually talking to her and stuff like that. And it's kind of just cool to hear their perspective.
Right.
That's pretty cool. And at the end, when they realise that they essentially allowed him to kill Joan.
Mm, yeah.
Like, you can still hear the heartbreak of them realising they fucked up so bad, but they had no choice. Like, the red tape that was keeping them to do their jobs properly. Because if they had just burst in there as well, and he wasn't doing anything, if he was just kind of
chilling,
munching rug, they'd fucking blown their chance then. There was no chance of getting him then, because sure, he would have lawyered up or skipped out.
Mm.
So they can't really blame themselves, but you can tell they do.
Of course.
They said it was one of the lowest points in their career ever. So I do recommend that documentary. I don't recommend the book. Murderpedia has quite a bit on it, but everything I've given is kind of it. Like, again, anything you're going to be missing is just fiddly diddly
things. Yeah, that no one really gives a shit about.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit about yeah. it. No.
No, it was a good one.
That gave me the biggest headache.
I liked it.
That was really, it was really good. It yeah, of course. Don't get me wrong, but it was really good.
I don't think you've ever given me so little responses. Like, this is the first time I think I've just spoken through a story and you're just staring at me for the majority.
Because it's also beyond fucked up. Like, what do you even see?
Yeah. It is, it's twisted. I thought I'd feel somewhat better about at least the victims kind of got to live a full life and stuff like
can
that.
Can understand, yeah. But I just don't, because
again, it's the same thing. They're yeah. so vulnerable.
And how brutal it was as well, like.
So brutal. And again, it's like, what did they actually do to, this is what I'd like to know, right? Because I have to be missing something. I surely have to be missing something to not be able to understand what Essie or his mother, Frida, I think her name was, never mentioned it, not important. Frida or Essie did to him that was actually so bad to cause that much hatred.
I feel like it wasn't even necessarily that bad. It was like, obviously, like, he had his own issues with his mom, but Essie clearly hated him and probably made no attempt at trying to hide it. And then the fact that he didn't even fancy cougars, he fancied saber-toothed tigers. Like, such an issue with that himself. Is like, why does he fancy the thing that he hates? Because he probably correlated, like, oh, batty old woman to Essie. Like, oh, and he just Essie. Become, like, horrible and old. And
oh, do you know what God. I mean? Like, was it that he wanted to rage fuck Essie?
He definitely fucking did.
I mean, she came for money. She was probably a fine-looking woman. I don't know. There's something about it I just can't wrap my head around. Because it's, like, obviously, most of them were like, I don't get them. Like, I don't understand why they, or how they could ever do that. Yeah. This one is just especially baffling to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It probably shouldn't be, but it is. Yeah. So, shout out
I'm
to Sydney.
I'm actually like fried. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I've nothing to add now.
Fair.
I'm just
and understandable.
Like, why?
Why? Mm. And it took him 3 goals to kill himself.
Of course it did.
So embarrassing.
Oh, 3 goals of it.
I'd say the first one anyways was definitely just a bit of a, he wasn't really trying, like.
I've thought about this and I'm kind of 50-50 about it. Because it's kind of like death before dishonor kind of thing. Like, he knew once they started getting him for the fondling, it wasn't long before they got him for the granny murders.
Yeah but he hung himself. Not, but like, with,
but
by writing it in that, in the fucking, sorry.
In the suicide note. But that's the stupidity of it all. Like I said, there's a very high possibility they never would have even looked at him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
If it wasn't for that fucking suicide note. And the suicide note, like, again, I only saw snippets of it in the documentary. I would like to look it up and actually read the whole fucking thing because I bet it's as tragic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm 50-50 on whether he really meant to kill himself in order to get out of it, to not get caught.
Absolutely.
Or to maybe feign some sort of guilt. But then if you're feigning guilt, wouldn't you kind of properly feign guilt? And not be so, I don't give a fuck when you do finally get caught.
Yeah.
You really need to go and, like, look at the suicide note because it is a whole mess. Like, I definitely recommend Liz put that up on her Insta because it's just so bizarre to look at. Like, it's all over the place. You can't even, it's barely legible. And, like, I'm not sure. Am I mad? Or at one point does, at the top does it say, yeah, team.
It does. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, team.
See where it says no more at the top, then it looks like it says Mark. Who the fuck is Mark? Then OCT I'm taking as October. Then there's that's XOXO, not Gossip Girl, but it looks like Yo Yo Yo. Then maybe the word NERP, whatever the fuck NERP is.
Oh, I actually thought it was Yo Yo Yo.
And then Sir?
That's it. That is everything I can give you. I have no insight. I just don't. I don't think anyone needs to hear it anyway, even if I did, but it's non-existent. I don't know what to tell you. That's the granny killer.
No, it was good.
That is the granny killer of Sydney.
It was a disgusting one, but it was good.
But look, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we have to traumatise the masses. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be back next week with the start of a heavy hitter series again. Excited, because we haven't done one in a while since Queeve has been gone AF. Traitor. And we will catch you guys then. I have no more to say, so as always, I'll just shut the fuck up and wish you all some positive vibes and negative tests, and always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles.
And join our club.